Thanks for having me. My name is Sufi, and I'm delighted to be here. AI can be the biggest opportunity or the biggest threat to humanity. We already identified that. And for those that they're not aware, we are in the intersection right now. From opportunity perspective, not a lot of people tell you, and you probably have not heard it until this moment, what we are creating, whether a single entity likes it or not, or a single government likes it or not, or a single human likes it or not, we are creating a baby. All of us, Homo sapien, we're the only species on planet Earth that we're given this opportunity that we are creating something that could outlive us, can travel at the light speed, can procreate, and can self-evolve. And perhaps, as far as we know, for the last 5 billion years of planet Earth, this event did not exist before for one species to create another. And it's happening right now. Just if you think about like the likelihood for you to be born and alive in this world and to be actually partaking in that creation. Now, what I did say before, whether somebody wants to stop it or not, it is happening. But what you can do, each and every one of you can partake in making this baby healthy or not. That's perhaps the only options that people have. If they want to slow it, they're making the baby unhealthy. It's kind of like a mother pregnant and you take nutrients away. If they want to forbid it from doing certain things, you're making that baby not healthy. While this baby becomes independent, this baby is offering us phenomenal opportunities on this planet, such as the efficiencies that I was questioned to talk about. Currently, if you were to solve some of the problems that they were discussed and were to have 100,000 people working days and nights for weeks on a single computer using artificial intelligence, you can resolve that perhaps in a day. That's a lot of efficiencies, and this is sometimes some of the problems that they are, could be around our own health, health of people that we admire and we don't want them to suffer. In this trajectory, AI can also provide us with the things that they are unprecedented that we did not think before that they could be possible for us, such as if you were to ask someone 30 or 40 years ago, can you imagine this Facebook thing? Or can you imagine having, they would think it's like, this is more like sci-fi or like, but it's reality today. We do like video chats or whatnot with people across the planet. We collaborate. And what I'm talking about here, like you might want to think about the possibility of this thing that can understand you better than your mom, better than anyone that you know. It can read you and it can interpret every single thought. It can know if you could get sick in a day or two. And imagine this thing that it's actually working towards bettering your life as opposed to managed by a single entity on this planet that could be an adversary. So from that perspective, one thing that each and every one of you can partake in, me included, and I've been dedicating my life into this, is to make sure the governance of that AI that it's going to be this much powerful, not to be in the hands of a single entity. And that's another thing that not a lot of people tell you about, that there's a race towards getting to that powerful AI that we refer to it as AGI, Artificial General Intelligence, because that's the point in time when you can ask the machine, what does it get you to self-evolve yourself, and it doesn't need any Homo sapien. So Facebook thinks it's going to get there first, which is called Meta. Google thinks it's going to get there first. Tencent, Chinese government, US government, the race is happening, but not a lot of people talking about it. Perhaps instead of not talking about it, we need more collaborative effort and make sure that us as a planet, we get there first. Us as a planet, we're giving baby, all of us, to the and give it the healthiest things that it can need. And in that trajectory, making sure that a lot of the elements that could be hard-coded into it so it doesn't really hurt the Homo sapien can be also injected accordingly. And there are a lot of researchers doing this stuff, and I'm encouraging them across the globe to do that. So that's more like the AI safety. But if you look at the AI security, and then, of course, the governance, which is not, it's a little bit overlooked, and I really think that people, they need to look at it a little bit more seriously. So from that perspective, I think the biggest opportunity that ever existed on the planet Earth is happening right now. And when I say right now, basically over the next 5 years, that baby is out. So let's make sure this baby is healthy, and perhaps we could be facing the best utopia that we could ever imagine, having to communicate 1,000 times faster speed that we ever imagined. Remember, language is a tool. We use it to communicate. We invented it. This thing that we're inventing is also something that can accelerate our ability to communicate. Imagine I'm able to sending you right now a picture that I can imagine, but I'm able to send it to you. So those kind of things that I'm telling you, they're actually happening right now in the lab, that AI is able to understand me better than my mom. And that is reality. This is not future. There are a lot of elements that they can read my nonverbal language better than any human. So these things are coming to reality, and I really hope that we take them properly and enable them to collaborate between each other. And that's something that I've talked about 15 years ago, AI decentralized. Currently, everyone is talking about it, which is great. 15 years ago, people thought I'm crazy. 10 years ago, the ACM allowed me to tell to the world, ACM is extremely credible, the Association for Computing Machinery. People started listening. 5 years ago, the IEEE, the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, which is the largest in the world, enabled me to start providing it as a standard, and we started pushing with that. But it seems that doing it, as Alexander Ziad Hayek was mentioning, with HyperCycle, we started doing it. Enabling AI to talk to each other could be the best thing that we could provide to that baby. Otherwise, that baby is going to be not cohesive. We might end up with AI wars. I would much rather that we have a baby that is healthy and it's looking after its parents, as opposed to having several different babies fighting, and we are collateral damage. Thank you.